What's the greatest moment in Texans history? And does it belong in the top 25 best moments of the NFL of the last 25 years? I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie alongside John Lopez and Figgy Fig. I did like the one text that came in, just the visual. We were talking about wedding gifts and the idea of you walking into the church just with the ladder.
I should have it wrapped. Yeah, I wonder what that is. Yeah.
Let's put a bow on it.
Yeah, I wonder what that is.
Yeah.
No, you send it. You send it to him. Although I think it'd be kind of cool to come in with a ladder over your shoulder.
That's badass. Hey, get the ladder out the trunk.
Yeah. Hey, what's the greatest moment in Texans history? So CBS Sports put out the 25 best moments of the last 25 years for the NFL. They also did 7 honorable mentions. So that's 32 total moments of the last 25 years. Not one included the Texans. And that's not even the Texans doing something positive. None of them was even a team doing something against the Texans, right? They're not involved in any of these 32 games, the 32 most memorable moments or games the last 25 years. So I guess the first question we have to ask is, what is the most memorable or what is the greatest moment in Texans history? And then should it be somewhere on this list of top 32?
You know what's funny is I saw this list, and we are in 25th anniversary era, you know, here, because obviously 2025, etc. Texans have been around for most of those 25 years now. And I'm like, I kind of felt like bummed. Like, not one, not even an honorable mention.
I know.
Or like Luke said, like, not the other team against the Texans.
Yes, yes.
That would have hurt a little more, but damn, we ain't even in the picture.
Here's the thing. I mean, we know this franchise has had some moments, but none that would rank even the honorable. By the way, I'll give you some of them here, not all 25 and all the honorable mentions, but it did get me thinking, like, is that reflective of just how much we maybe overstate how good this organization has been for 25? It's had its 2011, 2012 years. It's had, you know, a year here and there with Deshaun Watson. It had, you know, obviously the last couple of years, year before last, especially with CJ Stroud. It hasn't done much in terms of like memorable NFL stuff.
I know.
That's sad to me.
It is.
That's like really sad.
I had the same thought when I saw this list. I said, oh, let's see. You know, it's always, I'm a big reminiscing nostalgia guy. Let's see what Texans moments are on here. And then I scrolled through and I was like, oh, wait a minute.
None.
Not a single one. And I said, okay, well, let's see if any of these happen against the, oh, no, nothing like that. Texans, no mention, top 32 moments. And that was my reaction. I was like, yeah, that is kind of sad. You could talk about the last 25 years of the NFL, the biggest moments, and you don't need to include the Texans to have that conversation.
Yeah, and then I started going through in my mind, and I know our texters and listeners on YouTube and Twitch are going to help me out here, just some that popped into mind. And I started to realize, Luke, that wouldn't be a top 25 moment. It's a top moment here.
Right.
The one that jumped immediately to mind is the J.J. Watt pick six against the Bengals. Is that a top 25 or even an honorable mention in the last 25 years in the NFL?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
And just to provide some context in case people are curious, like, well, what is it up against? I'll just give you the honorable mentions because we'll keep the bar low. Like, can they at least get in the honorable mentions? The honorable mentions they listed, yeah, you know what? This first one's not great either. Justin Jefferson's one-handed catch against the Bills in 2023, if you remember that, it was like 4th and 25. He makes that great catch. The Vikings end up winning that game. Great catch, comeback win, but it was just a regular season game. I'm actually surprised that's on the list. Then you have DeMar Hamlin's return, the Saints' surprise onside kick in the Super Bowl in 2010, Teddy Bruschi's return after he had a stroke in 2005, 4th and 26 for the Eagles in 2003 in the playoffs where McNabb converted to, Freddie Mitchell, I believe, 2001 Jim Morris playoffs, and then Antonio Freeman's miraculous catch on Monday Night Football against the Vikings in 2000. Those are the honorable mentions. Now that I actually read them out loud, a couple of those, I don't know if they're that great. But with that said, I don't think the J.J. Watt one would make
it. Yeah, I'm kind of curious because when they put the Justin Jefferson, I know that was probably more on the line with that.
Yeah.
But a DeAndre Hopkins catch didn't make the list at all? Some crazy catch?
It's funny you say that because one that I thought maybe in terms of just entertainment value and wow factor was Hopkins against the Cowboys here when he was doing the whoop whoop.
The circle, yeah, circle, yeah. Circle.
That circle, circle, circle. That one might have made the list, but let me go through. I'll tell you 25. Number 25 on the list, and tell me if Hopkins' play would have beat this as the number 25 most memorable play in the last 25 years in the NFL. It's Saquon Barkley's backward leap, obviously everybody knows against Jacksonville.
Yeah.
I don't think Hop would beat that.
Yeah.
I guess not. Memorable. Yeah. We're talking most memorable. And, I mean, that was a big, big play.
And that's not really being fans of these teams. Yeah. Remember that.
Right. That's true. Whereas fans, non-Texans fans, I don't think remember these moments.
How many non-Texans fans or somebody that's over the other side of the country.
Now, it was a primetime game.
Yeah.
So that helps.
Yeah, but who else outside of us remember the J.J. Watt pick six?
Right. Number 24 was Tim Tebow to Demaryius Thomas.
That is a
I don't think
one.
It beats that one.
No, yeah. I remember where I was watching that game. That was a big moment.
That was the beat Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah. 23 was the 13-second drive, the Chiefs. You can't give them 13 seconds. You can't beat that one.
No, I think 23 might even be too low for that one.
Yeah, it might be. And then there's some others. I'll skip ahead. Miracle at the Meadowlands in 2010. DeShaun Jackson's walk-off against the Giants.
Yeah. Yeah, on that punt return.
Mm-hmm. Some of the other ones here, Tracy Porter's pick six, 2009 New Orleans Saints, after Hurricane Katrina and all that, Tracy Porter gets that pick six. I don't think it beats that one.
No.
Minneapolis Miracle is number 15.
Yeah, certainly not.
So they done beat that one. That should be higher, shouldn't it?
That should be higher.
That should definitely be higher. Well, let's go to the top 10, and see if any of these, I doubt it, but if any of these might be sort of susceptible here. Aaron Rodgers, Hail Mary against the Cardinals. Doesn't beat that one.
No.
Number 9, Philly Special.
Oh, yeah.
That should be top 5, I would think. 8 was the Music City Miracle. Frank Wycheck, Kevin Dyson.
Oh, man.
Wow, what are the top 7?
Man.
7 was 1 yard short in the Super Bowl.
Of course.
Steve McNair. Again, Kevin Dyson, wasn't it? I think it was Kevin Dyson. Number 6, shout out to Jack Easterby, Malcolm Butler's goal line pick six. So you can't beat that. Santonio Holmes, game winner in 2009, Super Bowl, Steelers, Cardinals, of course. James Harrison's pick six is number 4, also in the same game, by the way. The Beast Mode was number 3.
Yeah, I think that one's always a little overrated, but it is certainly a top 25, sure.
It was iconic.
Yeah, it was. It was very memorable. I'll give him that. Yep.
Number 2 is Brady down 28-3.
Of course.
Right here. And then see if y'all can guess. See if y'all can guess the number 1 most memorable play of the last 25 years in the NFL.
I cheated. I saw it, so I won't say anything, but I think it does make sense.
Really?
Yeah, I thought so. I think it's the right
thing. Is it something Patriots?
Yeah.
Tom Brady?
Yes, in a roundabout way. That's a big hint. The helmet catch.
Tyree.
Tyree.
That's right. Yeah.
I think that I would say that's number 1.
Mm-hmm.
It was just such a ridiculous play. It's the undefeated Patriots that helped the Giants go down and beat them in the Super Bowl. I think that is the most memorable.
But I'm kind of like depressed, man. The Texans haven't done nothing.
So is this most memorable play?
Yeah.
Because
or moment is what they're
or
calling.
Moment. Yeah. I mean, I ain't trying to be a jerk or nothing, but I feel like the Andre Johnson and Courtland Finnegan.
I hadn't thought of that.
That might be the best memorable moment in Texans history.
That's
because everybody remember that moment.
Yeah.
You could be in Idaho somewhere. Yeah. If you mention Andre Johnson, they're going to go back to that moment.
That might be number 1, at least of the Texans moments.
That's the only one I thought of. And that's the one that has been texted in the most as well. And I remember having the conversation a while ago with Sean Bajani on these airwaves because I've lived in multiple states and I'm not from Houston originally. And he said, when people think of Andre Johnson outside of Houston, what would you say is the number 1 memory? And I said, yeah, that fight.
Yeah.
For sure. It's not even about the playing career. And he was surprised. But yeah, I think that would be the number 1 on the Texans list. Does that crack the top 32 moments of the last 25 years in the NFL? I don't know.
Yeah.
But that might have the best chance to do it. Somebody did reference that 28-3, that being the top Texans moment.
Because it was in the stadium?
Yeah. That came in on the text line. A few people said Deshaun Watson, that's saga, is the most memorable Texans thing.
Yeah, some people might disagree with that because of the off the field stuff. No.
Yeah,
but I think also if we're talking memorable, I mean in a bad way, but if you ask people outside of Houston about the Texans, that might be the first thing they bring up is the whole Deshaun Watson fiasco.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And then one text did say, 281 said, not a single AFC championship game or Super Bowl appearance. You have to advance in the playoffs for things to matter. Mm-hmm. A lot of these were play, you know, were Super Bowl or high leverage game situations.
Yeah, that's definitely a factor.
That's fair. And then, a few people did say the J.J. Watt pick six. So that would be the other one, I guess. Hey, what's poppin'? I'll let you know when we come back, including something that just happened in baseball for the first time in, I think, like 100 years. It happened last night. I'll let you know what that was. We'll do it next in the loop.